In June, the association will have existed for a year. Eileen Dunn, head of the group, said they held their first annual meeting on March 28th. She told KBCW that they started out with 30 members and are now up to 85. Dunn said while they respect the Park City business community, they are different.
And we want to honor our Valley heritage and the beauty of it while assisting and promoting our collective economic growth. But however, let people know that we are not Park City, and not that Park City isn't wonderful and brings a lot of economic value to the Camas Valley, but we are different. And I think that kind of scared people off, for instance, maybe the Camas Valley Business Association wanted to be like Park City. No, we value everything that Park City has given to our valley, but we're different, and we know that there will be a lot of growth out here.
She said much of their activity in the past year has been setting up the association.
This last year, we've basically been articles of incorporation, developing our strategic structure, getting basically all our ducks in a row. To make some impact into the future.
The association has partnered with the Park City and Summit County Chamber Bureau.
Through that relationship, if you become a member of the Camas Valley Business Association, you get all the benefits and become a member of the Park City Chamber, and vice versa, if you become a member of the Park City Chamber and you're within our valley mapped area, Wanship to Woodland, then you become a member to the Camas Valley Business Association. So it's a great partnership, and we're really grateful for all the help, guidance that Bill and the rest of the staff over at the Chamber gave us.
Dunn said they're still looking to put together a diverse governing board for the association. They have also set up several committees.
For instance, we have a marketing public relations committee. We have a technology committee. We have a corridor preservation, beautification committee. We have an events committee, and of course our membership and education committee. So basically bringing help to all businesses.
She said that there are some 600 businesses in the Camas area.
And we're talking from the person that has a home office that's doing financial consulting to the dog walker, to the hairstylist, to a law firm that is, has several states. So to kind of get all this together on a collective voice. So our goal is to add 20 a year. We actually had over 175 people show up to our March annual meeting, which is a great turnout for the Valley for any type of organization, actually. So we exceeded our goal in that. And then 25 new members join or committed to join that day.
Eileen Dunn, chair of the Camas Valley Business Association. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.